Hey everybody. Good afternoon. I would like to call to order the Gladstone Community Center Advisory Board meeting on Tuesday, March 19th, 2024 at 3:31 p.m. I will now read into the record that the City of Gladstone is abiding by guidelines outlined in House Bill 2560, which requires the governing body of the public body, to the extent reasonably possible, to make all meetings accessible remotely through technological means and provide opportunities for members of the general public to remotely submit oral and written testimony during meetings to the extent in-person oral and written testimony is allowed. Therefore, this meeting will be open to the public both in person and virtually using the Zoom platform. Haley, would you please do the roll call?
Evelyn Johannesson.
Present.
Sylvia Kellner.
Here.
Simona Gergeshon.
Present.
Mindy Prosky.
Here.
Roxanne McMullen. Josie Whitaker.
Here.
Sharon Howard.
Here.
Thank you, Sharon. Okay, let's please stand for, oh, that's okay. Yeah. Can we include Roxanne real quick?
Yes.
Okay.
We'll give her a second. Give her a second to sit down and then she can stay here.
Thank you. I'm here.
Roxanne McMullen.
Excellent. All right. Now you can stand back up for the flag salute, Roxanne.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
So our agenda today, we have some wonderful business from the community center staff that Michelle will go over with us. Then we have business from the board, where we're going to be talking about the work plan for the year 2024. And then we will have business from the audience for the foundation update. excuse me. could I please have a motion to approve the meeting minutes from our February 20th, 2024 meeting?
I'll motion to approve it.
Thank you, Josie.
And I'll second it.
Thank you, Evelyn. Okay, Haley.
Evelyn Johannesson?
Yes.
Sylvia Kellner?
Yes.
Simona Gergeshon?
Yes.
Mindy Prosky?
Yes.
Roxanne McMullen?
Yes.
Josie Whitaker?
Yes.
Sharon Howard?
Yes.
All right, meeting minutes passed. Okay. Now we are on to business from the community center staff. Hey, Michelle.
All right. Thank you guys for having me. I was just going to go over a few things that happened after the last meeting in February. We had Clackamas County come in and did a site visit slash audit with transportation, nutrition, and just general operations to make sure that we were doing everything up to standards for our contract. And I'm happy to report that we did learn some things, but for the most part, we're doing great. And so that happened. And we also got to meet with the heads of the departments with Clackamas County and just, you know, kind of go over future things as well and changes and just make sure that we're all on the same page. So that was in February. In the packet, I think I told you guys last time we're doing a spring market, which is going to happen May 18th. So we included the vendor application and the flyer for that, so you guys could see what that looks like. And if you'd like to share it, that'd be great too. And then we started including the monthly report. So in your packet, that's the monthly report that the community center puts out. And that kind of just goes into more depth about what we're doing on a month-to-month basis. So if you get the time to look through that, just goes through everything that we did. So moving on to March, number 6, our staffing report, Michelle McIntyre started full-time this month. And so she's now at the center full-time, which has made a huge, it's just a huge relief having her there, having 3 full-time staff. As most of you know, one of our staff had a broken foot, and everything's just kind of coming together this month, having people there, having people on the mend. So right now we're planning for a few things, but one of them is Music on the Greens, which there should be a flyer. Maybe there's not. Not a flyer, but I'll tell you about it. You can look on our Facebook or social media. There's events posted on social music or media about Music on the Green. Our dates are going to be July 12th, August 9th, and September 13th. Those are all Friday nights, and it's going to be from 6 to 8 p.m. That's just going to be right outside the community center, and it's pretty exciting. This year, we actually had a budget. We got $2,400 total, so we're able to hire 2 bands per night for this Music on the Green. And so we wanted to talk to you guys to find out if two of you would be interested in helping make the band selection. So we're putting out a call to musicians and asking them to submit their videos to us. And so when that happens and we have all our submissions in, myself, another staff member, and hopefully 2 of you can sit down and look at them and choose our 6 bands that we'll be playing for our summer series.
Sounds great.
Yeah. So I think, Chair, if you would like to talk to your board members about nominating 2 people that want to participate, that would be great.
Okay. And would we want,
do we want to try and do that at this meeting or?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. All right.
I'd volunteer.
Regarding volunteering about that, when do you have a date and time possibly to do that?
No, but I will get back to you on the date and time. It'll just be probably 1 afternoon where we sit down. It could possibly be turned into 2. I guess it just depends on how many music video submissions we get. And we will sit down probably on our TV in a room at the center and just go through them. And then we'll just decide who we want to see representing the community in our summer series.
Well, I will volunteer. That sounds fun. I love music, so.
Okay.
Fantastic. Okay.
I have a question about your September date.
Yeah.
What date was that?
That's going to be September 13th.
And that's a Friday?
They're all Fridays, yep.
Is there a football game that night here at the school?
I believe not. Okay. I believe that's why we...
Okay.
I'm getting a weird face.
Yeah, I don't think that there would be.
Yeah. I believe that was one of the things we took into consideration.
Yeah, which is wonderful. Isn't it over? No, definitely not. All right. Well, thank you so much. So now I would like somebody to please make a motion on selecting Sharon Howard and Simona Gergeson as appointed to look at music proposals for Music on the Greens.
I move that we accept our 2 volunteers to help select music for On the Greens. That would be Sharon and Simona.
Thank you, Roxanne.
And I'll second that.
Thank you, Josie. Okay, Haley.
Evelyn Johannesson?
Yes.
Sylvia Kellner?
Yes.
Simona Gergeshan?
Yes.
Mindy Prosky?
Yes.
Roxanne McMullen?
Yes.
Josie Whitaker?
Yes.
Sharon Howard?
Yes.
All right, motion passed. Thank you so much for volunteering. There you go, Michelle.
Thank you. Appreciate it and appreciate your guys' help. I look forward to working with you. Okay, moving on. That's Music on the Greens. Like I said, we did get a budget for that. We even have a little bit of a budget in there for marketing banners and stuff like that. So, and a lot of you know, we started this last year, and moving forward, hopefully this is going to be a signature event for Gladstone, and, you know, a music series every summer that we'll have, and it'll just keep growing and growing, I think, as people, you know, the word gets out there. So, updating documents. So including it in your packet, we did a little bit of housekeeping this month with our documents. We also started a transportation survey, which is in your packet. And you guys are more than welcome to fill these out. We will be passing these out at the center. We will be putting this up as a survey online. And or it's already actually online, I believe, Haley. Yep. And so there's different ways that Gladstonians or anyone could take this survey and just let us know what kind of adventure trips do you want to see at your Gladstone Community Center. And this is a good way for everyone to reach out and let us know what kind of activities they want to partake in. And so then we're going to gather all that information up monthly, and we do a 3-month calendar of events or adventure trips. And so we'll take all that into account and hopefully get in on the trips that people want to do. So that's new. We also updated the yearly permission slip. If any of you have ever taken a trip at the center, you sign a permission slip every single time that you go on a trip. We've now updated that to 1 yearly permission slip. So you just have to sign it once and you're good to go for the whole year. We also updated our code of conduct, and we have that posted at the facility. And that's just your general guidelines of what we're looking for, respect, and you know, how you're conducting yourself at the center when you're there. So moving on to number 8, we have the DEI engagement and planning. Do you want to talk about that?
Yeah, I'd be happy to. So the City Council has an adopted goal to improve its diversity, equity, and inclusion engagement and planning. And so Michelle Prusso and Marcy Jory met to talk about different cultural events and celebrations that we can focus on throughout the year. And so I wanted to highlight some of what we have come up with. And I'm going to start in March because we're currently in Women's History Month. And in April, we'll be focused on Arbor Day and Earth Day. In May, Mental Health Awareness Month. In June, will be LGBTQIA+ Pride Month, and Juneteenth, National Independence Day. In September, we'll have the Hispanic Heritage Month. In October, we'll have Indigenous Peoples Day and Mental Health Awareness Day. In November, we will have National Native American Heritage Month. And then December, we might have Diwali. We're still in the planning stages on this, but what we're going to be focused on is putting together social media, newsletter, articles, and also at the Gladstone Community Center, having books, displays, posters, and movies available during these specific events throughout the years. They're also working on seeking partners through Clackamas Community College, The Living Room, local schools, Clackamas County, and other nonprofit organizations. So we just wanted to give you a brief update on some of our endeavors that we're working on. And I'm also going to update the City Council in their April meeting about the programs and cultural events. And if the advisory board has any suggestions, we'd be happy to accept those as well.
Jackie,
Would you please repeat what you have scheduled for July and August?
We do not have anything in July and August.
Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so she went ahead and covered all of that. And yeah, we're just really looking forward to it. And I'm sure our calendar is going to grow each month or each year as we get new suggestions and see what works and doesn't work.
Yeah.
So activities, we've been, you know, just plugging along. Movies every third Wednesday. We've had egg stuffing volunteers coming down and helping with the annual egg hunt. They've stuffed thousands of eggs down there. They do, well, since I've been there, they've been stuffing eggs. So, and our volunteers actually will also help on the hunt day, you know, hold those kids back. So they all look forward to that every year. We're still doing the tech help 2 times a month. So people can come down for free if they need help with their phones or computers or anything technological. We have 2 volunteers that will sit down with you and help you, show you, walk you through. If they don't know the answer, they'll find it out for you. And that's actually, we've had a lot of people coming in that we've never seen before out of the community that see that we have tech help and, you know, have a new iPhone and have no idea why it's not ringing. They don't know how, you know, just anything you could think of with those phones. We're doing chair exercise every Tuesday, Thursday. We have had record numbers of people coming in for chair exercise. We, on a normal day, since I've started, maybe 6 to 8 people come in for chair exercise. We're now having 20 people in there for chair exercise every Tuesday, Thursday. So our programs are really growing. You can really see it. I think with the good weather, you just are going to see it more and more. And the more people it gets out there. So we had a St. Patty's Day party, and we have a new volunteer who is tackled writing out birthday cards for participants, volunteers, and staff, and that's taken a lot off of our plate and made sure that everyone's getting recognized every single month for their birthdays. So that's been huge. And the big one, janitorial service. I know a lot of you know that we haven't had a janitor. We've been going through a transition, looking, Public Works has been diligently looking for a new service. And
yeah, we got a contract that will be signed this week. It's a private professional company, which is different than what the city's been required to use in the past. The state has stipulations for local municipalities to use a qualified rehabilitation program. All of those referrals were full and not able to accept the city as a client, which gave us the ability to go out to a private janitorial service. So last week they did a walkthrough with the new janitors. We expect that they'll probably start a week from tomorrow.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We are very excited. So, and that'll start Sunday and Wednesday. And we're thinking that 2 days a week will be plenty with the group that's coming in to do it. So,
and if not, then we'll add a day. But we think with a professional private firm, the quality of the cleaning might be better.
Yep. Any questions?
And so that alleviates the Wednesday kids or that come in and?
No. So those guys are with the youth transition program through the high school. I'm not sure if you guys are familiar with that, but there's a program at the high school after you graduate. And if you fit a certain you know, I'm not sure exactly what the criteria is to be in the youth transition program, but it's from 18 to 21. And these kids come in and this program helps them with job skills, helps them write resumes. We did food handlers cards, so they work in the kitchen. And so it's basically life skills. And a lot of these kids have disabilities of some sort. And so they come in every Wednesday, and those are some of the things that they like to do to help them with their job skills. So if they were going into a restaurant business or applying at a restaurant, they would help do, you know, want to know how to use a commercial dishwasher or do kitchen prep. So we try not to have them do just cleaning. They do all sorts of things. It's more of keeping them on a routine as well, though. So they set up tables. They have different tasks that they do when they come in on Wednesday. And so, and we don't plan on not having that program at the center. That's one of the things that we really strive for, is to work with the school district and have these different groups that are able to come in and, you know, partner up with them on stuff like that. So yes, no, they'll still be there.
Well, I was just wondering about the time. You know, they come in at 11. And that place on Wednesdays is hopping.
Yeah. So they won't be doing the cleaning like they were before, like the vacuuming and the bathrooms and stuff like that. No, they were just helping us out at that time for the last month and a half.
Okay.
While they were there. But no, we don't anticipate. We think all that stuff will be done at night with the janitorial service. Oh.
Wow.
Yeah. So during this transition, all city employees had to step up, empty their own garbages, vacuum their own buildings, and they've been doing a phenomenal job. But this company will clean at night when there's not services happening in the buildings.
Yeah, it's a mess when that happens. So.
Well, it was really, I didn't know about that program. And that sounds amazing. And, you know, it's also amazing that they stepped up to help you with the cleaning, with whatever you needed at that time. It sounds like a really amazing program. And I'm so happy to hear that we have that.
Yeah, we offer our reference as well. So there's been two kids that have gone through the program already that then when they go to apply for a job, they use us as a reference. And so I've wrote two references so far, and they were both hired, both at Fred Meyer's actually. So yeah, it's a cycle, right? You watch it and to come into fulfillment, it's a beautiful thing. So
that's amazing. I'm so proud of this community. All right. Does anybody else have any questions or comments?
Roxanne, I have a question, just a general knowledge thing. So when you are audited by the county for these requirements to serve food and whatever you're required to do, do they just drop in, or are these scheduled audits so you have some knowledge of their presence coming?
So this was the first drop in. It was scheduled, but Clackamas County hasn't done site visits since COVID, and Gladstone was their first site visit. It was scheduled, and it was myself attended, our human resources consultant attended, along with the employees there. And there were actually two areas that I also wanted to share that we were going to follow up on with them, because we learned in that meeting that there's an opportunity for us to increase our transportation reimbursement, possibly through adventure trips. And so we want to learn more about that. So we're going to schedule a follow-up meeting with their transportation manager there. And the other is that we learned the county has a network of social resources. So instead of our staff trying to have to figure out how to help people with special needs, that Clackamas County has people available to do that. And so we want to follow up with them to make sure that if people are calling for rent assistance, utility assistance, medical needs, or Medicaid questions, that we can connect them to the right people at Clackamas County. So I look for them to continue these site visits maybe once or twice a year, but they have been scheduled. And for this one, they didn't really come and monitor like a a lunch to see how we process. This was a sit down. Let's talk through our contract to make sure that we're all meeting the obligations of the aging and disability services. So it was a very good meeting for us.
Oh, yes. That's fascinating. You know, who's in charge of Clackamas County? Mr. Gary Schmidt Jr.?
Yes.
Thought I'd tell you.
Yes, your Tai Chi instructor's son is the county administrator.
Okay, any other comments or questions?
No? All right. I do have one, and are we going to be giving suggestions for the activities? I know you...
That's next.
Oh, that's next after this. Okay, got it.
No, that's good. That's good. She's ready. She's ready to go on to the next. All right. Thanks, Michelle. Okay. Yes. Now we are on to business from the board. And so what we had discussed at our last meeting was at this meeting, we were going to open up discussion of the Gladstone Community Center's 2024 work plan. This includes the City Council adopted goals for 2023 to 2025. Looking specifically at number 3.11, which is to provide expanded multi-generational services programs and activities at the community center. So we asked you to come today with any ideas that you might have, options of, you know, cultural and diverse events, celebrations, any ideas that you would like to put forth.
I have one.
Thank you.
I was thinking that an intergenerational, multi-generational activity would be a coloring project to where, let's say, someone from a different generation, like, you know, an older person can bring some pictures to show how the fashion was back then or what cars were available back then. And we have a younger generation children trying to draw those with the help of the a person that brings in the pictures. So it would be kind of like a show and tell and kind of drawing also and coloring and talking about, you know, way back then, and introducing that lifestyle to the younger, you know, to the children who would like to participate in coloring.
Well, I can tell you that I visited my mother last weekend and she pulled out her 1974 Good Housekeeping magazines and we looked through the different fashions that were back mm-hmm. then. And so I understand what you're saying, Simona. And I think, mm-hmm. Mindy, what we'll do is we'll make notes.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, I am. Thank you. I am making notes as we speak. Thank you, Simona.
Sure.
Anybody else?
Roxanne.
Yes.
I was speaking with a friend of mine the other day, and evidently there was a Holocaust survivor discussion offered out down at the center, and was very well received. It was really educational. I think it's probably geared more to the senior level participants, but I think those kinds of things are really relevant today. I think we could talk about the World War II survivors, the Greatest Generation, things that involve Vietnam, overseas stationed military staff, like a lot of people in our family have had people who spent 2 years in Germany at missile silos, a lot of those types of things that would appeal to people in my age group. I guess there is an educational group that will come and do these discussions, but you have to have a membership. So we might want to find a way to join that membership to encourage them to come and share those pre-organized educational offerings. I don't know what kind of membership you have to have, but I suspect maybe the foundation knows a little bit about this too.
Did you get a name of the educational group?
No, I wrote it down, but not okay. In this group. Nancy Turner knows who they are.
Okay.
And I believe probably.
It's called Osher.
Oh, that's right. Osher.
Or Ollie, but I'm sure she's going to mention. Right? Thank yeah. You, Sylvia. Uh-huh.
Does anybody else have anything to share?
Well, I don't know that mine is so expansive, but I think it would be kind of fun to have a senior dance. This would be an evening thing, like a Friday night. It could be a weekend, and just have a senior dance available at the community center. Well, it could be, we could have a family dance, I guess. But if you want to do it intergenerational, but another thought I had too was could be done because people like going to brunches. I thought about a brunch that could be on a Saturday or a Sunday, which could be in the dining room and serve non-alcoholic sparkling drinks with like a breakfast brunch type menu. Or a meal of some kind. And that could be a family get together, could be community related. That was just a thought. Other ideas, you could have a picnic or an outdoor barbecue that could be on a weekend. And that could be intergenerational, different ages for the community. Families could come. I don't know. Those are kind of general, but.
Well, Michelle's been wanting to plan a senior prom at the community center, but maybe it's a different type of senior.
My idea, mine and other people's idea is, have you guys heard of senior, like the seniors at the high school and seniors? So you would have like a group of like the Key Club or anybody really from the high school who would want to come over and dance with. So it's multi-generational, and they would dance together and they would dress up in their prom dresses, and it's a dance, but, and that's actually something we are working on for May. If we have time, or if the kids have time, they've got a lot of testing and stuff going on. It's actually, you know, working with their schedules is a little bit more difficult, but that is hopefully in the works.
And that's a great idea. And I'm thinking maybe the seniors can bring their 20s, 30s era dress up, you know, some dresses way back then with the little man, the little feather. And it would be, if it's going to be a dress up, you know, dressed up.
Yeah, learn the waltz, the cha-cha, yeah, all
yeah,
of those.
I think things. That would be real fun.
Yeah.
Dress your generation, mm-hmm. Like whatever yeah. That is.
Yeah. You can have a royally interesting mix. This, if you think the 80s and the 70s, and yeah.
This may not be the time of year for it, but one time a number of years ago when I was in back in my 30s, a friend had a party, and it was a hat party. And that was so interesting. Everybody wore different hats, and it was very conversational. That would be an interesting kind of theme to have as a gathering. Could be a meal involved or a party or something. I don't know. It's just an idea. It might be more of a holiday kind of thing or fall or something, but just something you could think about off in the future.
Keep an eye on the newsletter for April. There's Spirit Week we're having next month, and Hat Day is one of the days.
That might be awesome to have a hat party. So, you know, you may already have your activities covered, but that'd be fun.
That sounds wonderful. Oh my gosh. The senior prom. I am down to see that. That's
I second it. I mean, it wasn't a motion, but
no,
I think it would be fun.
We are all really on board with that.
Won't be here in May, but.
All right. Does anybody have anything else?
Bachelor is also on our list.
What?
The Golden Bachelor.
What is that?
That's going to be.
Okay.
Picking a bachelor or what? There's a lot of bachelor.
Have you guys watched The Bachelor? But this is going to be the Golden Bachelor at the community center.
Oh, okay. That's
that would be fun.
That sounds amazing.
Who gets to pick out the Golden Bachelor?
Well, it sounds like you guys are creating a new committee.
Okay. The Bachelor Committee.
I'm writing. It's in my notes.
Is this looking for another date or partner? Just kidding.
That is so funny.
But in general, I think as you guys are starting to creatively think about these ideas, one of your work plan objectives is to expand multi-generational classes. So that's the bullet point.
Yeah.
And we'll take notes about what those could include. So I think that's a very good work plan objective for this next year.
Mm-hmm. Right. And, you know, one of the things I'm going to put forward at this meeting is, again, with the classes, is exploring, you know, options of revenue coming into the Gladstone Community Center from the Gladstone Community School classes that are held at the center. This is something that we've talked about before at different board meetings, and just kind of keeps coming up. And I know that there's a lot of processes to work through with figuring out how we might be able to work with the Gladstone Community School to, you know, help increase some revenue for the center. If that is something that we could put in our work plan, I would like to do that.
I think if that's a consensus from your group.
Okay. How does everybody feel about that?
Roxanne.
I have a question.
I have a little input here. I think we need to step carefully in that direction.
Mm-hmm.
Here we are inviting people to come to the center to participate in activities. And we want to generate a lively community center, which we have done thanks to all of the hard work that's gone into this. To start charging people, I think we need to be very careful what we charge for
mm-hmm.
and how much we charge
for. Mm-hmm.
Right now we've got free classes and the price of that is right. It has brought in the Tai Chi group alone, the beginner class is 16 members. Last year's, there were like four. So what we're seeing is that the community center is a beginning to have an identity mm-hmm. in our community, and we don't want to put a stop to that kind of excitement that we're generating.
So one of the things that I can offer up is that before COVID, the city had an agreement with the school district that they could use our space at a discounted rate for the community schools program. And in exchange, the city paid the school district to help with their administrative staff for creating the catalog, registering the employees, and handling all of that. Mm-hmm. When COVID happened, we put a pause on that because there was nothing happening at the school and there was nothing happening at the center. Since about 2022, late 2021, the superintendent and I said, okay, it's all right for us to do this, but we're not going to impose our agreement yet. I do think we're at a place where it's a good time to revisit it. The superintendent is going to be leaving the school district. And I think that there's a fair, balanced way that we can get some discounted revenue for the classes that they are having at the center in exchange for the city also paying for that. So if you would like that to be on your work plan, then I'm certainly up for having those conversations with the school district, bringing back some recommendations to you that then maybe you can give a recommendation to the city council. But I did want to let you know it would be on the preface that whatever we entered into would not cause an increase in the classes so that people would not be able to afford to take them.
I just wanted to add to that, Roxanne, what you're talking about with Tai Chi, what you guys are talking about is only for community school classes. Our Tai Chi program, which is, he won't take anymore. We have people, you know, who want to be in those classes. They're just too full. That's a volunteer ran and specific to the community center, something that we, you know, started there as a volunteer instructor, and we would never charge for that.
Thank you for defining that.
Yeah.
Yeah. And there is some analysis that needs to be done with what are community school classes and what are being offered there versus what the city offers at no charge, because people in Gladstone pay property taxes, which goes to help support the community center. So in a sense, they're already paying for some of these classes. So we would not be recommending that we would now start charging for those classes.
Great.
Okay.
So do you want me to have a motion for that specific, or should I move on to the other?
Well, what I made a note was is that that I will explore the community schools IGA with the school district. I'll put that as another bullet. So now we have two. We have the community schools IGA with the school district, expanding multi-generational classes. And then when you're done with your bullets, then we'll adopt them all together.
Okay. Okay. If nobody has anything else, the other item I would like to bring forward to the board is also going back. I know that we were talking a lot about the number 3.11 about providing expanded multi-generational services. However, I saw that in the city council plans, there's also this number 3.10, develop a master site plan for the senior center. And I know that it was kind of tabled, and we didn't ask for the funding for a master site plan for the center in 2023, but it is on the radar to possibly ask the next funding cycle for applying for community development block grant funds through the Clackamas County Department of Housing and Urban Development. Program will begin in the fall of 2024 for funding available after July 1st, 2025. And so it seems like this might be a really good time for us to think about, you know, checking off another one of these lovely little numbers here to apply for the grant funding for getting the master site plan so that we can, you know, possibly expand the building and then offer more services and all of the wonderful things that we want to do.
Yeah.
Does anybody have any questions or comments about that? So we'll get in under the wire here for maybe getting some.
Well, actually, the application period opens up the end of 2024.
Oh, it does. Oh, okay.
Yes.
Oh, it says fall of 2024. Okay.
Yes, it will open then. It will close probably in December. We okay. would like to have a master site plan done of the community center. Mm-hmm. It might help with future planning as far as grant opportunities, updating some ADA accessible amenities at the center, possibly the kitchen, the reception area. But in order for us to qualify for grants for that, we have to have a master site plan.
Right.
And so the city staff would like this board to see that become a priority, because if we do get funding from that, then I think this board will have input onto the master site plan as we hire a consultant to go through that process.
Okay.
Roxanne, so in order to do this, do we need to have a work session, something that's not necessarily a meeting as we have it here, but something less formal, something where we can sit down at the center and toss around ideas, take a look at the application that's going to be required and what a master site plan is going to look like for us to present to the city council?
I think that what we can do is when the application period opens up, which will be later this fall, that we can have that be one of the agenda items for this board to review that. Yes, okay. I think that's appropriate.
Great. Does anybody else have any questions or comments about that? Okay. Number three on my agenda here. We have done such amazing work with getting the center renamed and getting the board renamed and, you know, kind of, you know, doing a little facelift. And so with that comes more, you know, marketing, which might be in branding, a new logo. I think that we've got, I'm so sorry, I'm blanking on the name, Marcy. Marcy, who is such a fantastic addition to our community, and working with them to come up with, you know, some, maybe even, you know, a fresher logo, for the community center. Does anybody have any?
I have a question.
Sure.
Yeah. What's our logo now?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, the city went through a pretty extensive branding process a couple years ago, and we would use those color guidelines. But I think having Michelle Peruso and Marcy mm-hmm. bring some branding opportunities to the Gladstone Community Center, I think that that would be a great idea for this group to explore.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, nice letterhead, nice, you know, logos on the, you know, the doors, just, yeah, just celebrate, you know, the center through nice visuals, basically, you know, branding. So, okay. Does anybody else have any questions or comments about adding that to our work plan? Okay. So I believe the process now would be to make a motion to for these three items to be added to our work plan.
I have four.
Four. What did I miss?
I have explore community schools IGA with the school district.
Oh, yes.
New branding for the community center.
Okay.
Master site plan funding.
Yep.
And expanding multi-generational classes.
Oh, the classes, right. Okay.
That sounds like a fun work plan for this group.
All right. Would anyone like to make a motion on putting forth those four items that
let's do it.
We're just listed to be on our work plan agenda for 2024 and that we will take to the Gladstone City Council.
I move.
I second it.
Thank you, Roxanne and Josie. All right, Haley.
Sorry, making sure I have my notes. Evelyn Johannesson?
Yes.
Sylvia Kellner?
Yes.
Simona Gugershon?
Yes.
Mindy Prosky?
Yes.
Roxanne McMullen?
Yes.
Josie Whitaker?
Yes.
Sharon Howard?
Yes.
All right, motion passed. There's our updated work plan. Okay, wow. We got, yeah, well, you know, we've got some really good momentum here. So let's just, you know, keep going. And this is really great work. Thank you so much, everyone. Okay, we can now move on to business from the audience. Hi, Bonnie.
Well, thank you for having me back on this glorious day. I did want to talk about a couple of things that you guys have talked about, but first I wanted to mention, there might be some of you on this board who know Walt Fitch, that he had a pretty severe stroke a month or so ago, and then contracted a really bad case of COVID. So he's one of our directors, and he's been kind of in sick bay for quite some time, and I just wanted to make a mention of that. We miss him. Just a couple notes here. We are getting ready for our Mother's Day luncheon, and we're gonna use the Kentucky Derby theme again, which was a lot of fun last year, even though I didn't get to come. It's gonna be on Friday, May 10th, and it starts at 1 o'clock. Still, we're sticking with 1 o'clock, okay. And the foundation will be providing the food and the decorations and the flowers and whatever else the staff comes up with. So we're looking forward to that. We talked last time about increasing promotions for the trip subsidies. And Roxanne had a wonderful suggestion that we brought to the board this last time, that the foundation board might just sponsor a trip rather than waiting for someone who feels like they need assistance to ask and let us know so that we could help them out. We might just make it a more broad donation to a trip. We're still working on that. But we wanted to thank Roxanne for that wonderful suggestion. Because that is something that we've been...
Your money, not mine.
Well, I know, but we still are looking for the suggestion.
So does Ireland count? Yeah.
Sign me up.
Yeah, all ages. We'll invite all ages.
So that came up. We had a lot of discussion about that. And then at our last meeting, we did have a guest speaker from the group called OSHER, O-S-H-E-R, and don't ask me what all it means. It's a nationwide, pardon?
It's a man's
name. Oh, that's right. It's his name. Okay, thank you. But they always capitalize every word or letter. So yeah, usually it's means something else. It's a nationwide organization and it is membership driven. I think that what I recall is it's $200 a year and they provide a variety of classes and activities and some trips. And it is mainly for seniors. I kind of felt like 60 and up was.
I think it was younger, like maybe 50.
Okay, 50, yeah, okay. The Oregon branch is, the main one is based out of Eugene and they're very active and quite large in Eugene. And I believe there's one in Bend.
Yes.
Bend. They don't have a real presence in Portland area. They have hired a woman who's going to be implementing the program, but she's only been on the payroll for just a couple of weeks. So they're going to have some time grabbing hold in the Portland area. So I'm not sure that that is where our focus will be, to be hosting classes or whatnot at the center. There was a lot of, we had a lot of discussion. It was a good discussion. They have some wonderful opportunities for advanced learning about all kinds of topics, a lot of history, and you were talking about history. And so it's an opportunity that might be too soon for us here in the Portland area, but we are keeping the brochures and the flyers, and we'll revisit that, I think. We didn't know if we could do a group membership or, you know, how we would offer that. If anyone has any questions, I can try to answer them with Sylvia's help.
Well, and also Nancy Turner is the one that brought it to the foundation. And I attended that meeting. And what it is and why it stems around colleges is it's just for older people to join an organization that furthers their interests, their education. And instead of taking an adult college course that you have a test and have to study, you know, it's an educational, depending on what people want, you know, like some history. It's kind of complicated.
Yeah, a little bit.
But they have gone on trips of interest. What was one of, well, I think it they had, Nancy got interested because her sister in Boise is a member. And, but the one of the classes per se was on birding, you know, bird watching. And so it could be of anything, sure. I understand. And the breakdown, it's not everyone is $200. You can have different.
Yeah, you can have a 3-month membership.
A 3-month or, you know, for.
You wanted to try it.
Yeah. That you didn't sign up for a whole year. Or
some of the classes are one time only, and some are maybe 3 or 4, one a week. It kind of depends on. And I think one of the other reasons for the college association to be in a college area is that's where people are who are teaching classes and offering a variety of subjects, you know, that people could be interested
right
in.
They pick on the professors and things to lead some of these classes,
and then they don't pay additionally for the class, and they don't pay additionally for the trips that they go on, which can be like they don't have a bus like the center does, so people drive their own. I think she said they went to Salem for a hike or something, and people met there, and then just it was kind of a meet and greet type of a thing to just get outdoors and do something. So well, they don't pay additionally for that.
I think from the city's perspective, we would be willing to research this for an opportunity to have educational speakers come to the center. The idea of Pearl Harbor history, World right. War II history. So we would be happy to look into that as this program. Sounds like individuals can tailor it to what they want. I would be interested in having someone come speak at the center, like we did for the Holocaust, and it was very well attended for that event.
And that's a, we set, Jal and I set that up. She's a friend of ours, and she, I'm sure she could come again, but mm-hmm. you know, that could be down the road. Very interesting.
Also, I thought that the place, they're having a hard time finding a place that this can take place.
Right.
And then also, if you charge, because they're charged for the space that they have this.
Yes, and now those are things that can be negotiated if the city was to buy a membership, but we wouldn't charge them to come to the space to do a presentation for the community. Those are the kinds of negotiating that we can do if they're interested and have the ability to be in our area yet. Mm-hmm. Sounds like a really great program.
Yeah, it seems like it is. And it just we were kind of tasked with, well, what program would you like to have? You know, it was kind of our picking of what would be interesting to more people. So they're not, you know, specific about it has to be this or that. So it was a wonderful presentation. I thought she did a great job and answered. We had a lot of discussion and trying to figure out how the center could host or be used, and, you know, how the foundation could be involved. And those kinds of things would need to be worked out. And again, the Portland Gal is so new that it'd be a little bit yet. I think that's all I have. Just a couple of things. Anybody have any questions about anything? We're rolling along. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, Bonnie. Okay. If nobody has anything else for the board, I would entertain a motion to adjourn the meeting.
I second it.
I need a first.
Oh, I firsted.
All right.
Sharon firsts it, I second
Sharon.
It.
Sharon. Thank you, Sharon and Roxanne. Okay. Okay. Yep. Okay, go ahead, Haley.
Evelyn Johannesson.
Yes.
Sylvia Kellner.
Yes.
Simona Gergeshan.
Yes.
Mindy Prosky.
Yes.
Roxanne McMullen.
Yes.
Josie Whitaker.
Yes.
Sharon Howard.
Yes.
All right, motion passed. Meeting is adjourned at 4:33 p.m. And our next meeting is going to be on April 16th at 3:30 in chambers.